Mini episode 826 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge, mini episode number 826. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our preview of Better Call Saul episode 3.2. Here are the five biggest developments coming out of the third season opener. Number five, Cinnabon Gene is providing more breadcrumbs about the coming state of mind that Jimmy will experience. The cold open started in the post-Breaking Bad future, as did the previous two season openers, and here we saw Gene actually trying to shout some helpful advice to a young shoplifter, overcoming his initial fear of the police and of being discovered. It's an intriguing hint that the good that we see in Jimmy that will subsequently be squashed in his transformation to Saul won't be gone forever. Hopefully this series doesn't end before coming full circle and showing us exactly how Gene's new life turns out. Number four, Howard has shown his first sign of contemplating how destructive Chuck's vendetta against Jimmy really is. Howard carried his partner's water in season one, pretending to be the bad guy blackballing Jimmy from HHM, and he vacillated in season two between initially backing Jimmy early on and then getting mad when Jimmy's annex threatened the legal partnership pursuing the nursing home case. But his pushback against Chuck, gentle though it was, even after hearing the incriminating tape of Jimmy, indicated that his eyes may be opening in terms of the poison that Chuck is carrying inside and now blatantly attempting to spray at Jimmy. Howard's been a fairly slick, bottom-line guy from day one, and if he sees that Chuck's annex threaten the firm's bottom line, he's not likely to stay on the sidelines. Number three, this latest vendetta of Chuck's is his most insidious. The quiet war that he waged against Jimmy through two seasons was fueled by little more than his pompous sense of propriety about the law and his general jealousy in terms of people preferring his charismatic brother to him. But now he has real animus. His sense of injustice that Jimmy committed multiple felonies to make him look the fool and cost HHM a valuable account. His attempt to manipulate Ernesto, Jimmy's good friend, into perpetuating the plot shows that this hypocrite is willing to sink to the depths that he sees his brother at in order to gain what he calls justice. In so doing, he is likely to play a major role in killing off the good that keeps Jimmy from fully embracing his inner Saul. Number two, Kim is getting broken apart by the contradictions in her life. At the end of season two, she seemed strangely okay with Jimmy, notwithstanding the fact that he blatantly violated her ethical code in resecuring the Mesa Verde account. Of course, episode 3.1 showed that she's still got plenty of issues, whether they be on a moral level or a crippling fear that karma is going to strike her down for being a party even after the fact of Jimmy's crimes. Kim likes Jimmy a great deal. She may even love him, but she's realizing already that she can't be half in, half out with Jimmy. Either she throws in her lot with him all the way or she doesn't, and she is showing signs of grasping this lesson right now, even if it's just on a subconscious level. Of course, with neither her nor Chuck on the Breaking Bad canvas, we know that she's going to peace out at some point and that it's going to be very traumatic for Jimmy. The next couple of episodes will indicate whether at least the beginning of the end for Jimmy and Kim is in sight. Number one, it's happening. Gus is almost here. Next week's preview indicates that we'll be seeing the Chicken Man for the first time since he was blown to bits at the end of season four of Breaking Bad. Mike's journey to meet his future boss certainly feels earned, as he traced through an entire episode and more than one wordless scene of contemplation and searching of his vehicle until he finally figured out how to find the man who stopped him from killing Hector Salamanca. The trajectory of every development through two seasons of Better Call Saul has been nothing if not deliberate, so don't assume that Mike will already be in Gustavo Fring's employ by the end of next week. But we're finally at the dawn of the origin story of Mike and Gus, who, along with Saul Goodman, helped to define the critical second act of Breaking Bad. We know from what we've already seen that we're at the start of something huge and special, and it will be thrilling to see it take shape. Thank you for tuning in to this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.